Welcome to evening prayer on Thursday the 27th of August. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. There shall come forth a shoot from the stock of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf, the lion, and the fatling together, with a little child to lead them. Thou shalt not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Opening prayer. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayers rises before you, God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and to set us free to sing our praise, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 94. Righteous are you, O Lord, and true are your judgments. Lord God, to whom vengeance belongs. O God, to whom vengeance belongs, shine out in majesty. Rise up, O judge the earth. Give the arrogant their just deserts. Lord, how long shall the wicked? How long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall the evildoers boast and pour out such impudent words? Righteous are your, O Lord, and truth are the judgments. They crush your people, O Lord, and afflict your heritage. They murder the widow and the stranger, the orphans they put to death. And yet they say, the Lord will not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Righteous are you, O Lord, and are true are your judgments. Consider, most stupid of people, you fools, when will you understand? He that planted the ear shall not hear. He that formed the eye shall he not see? He who corrects the nations shall he not punish? He who teaches the peoples, does he lack knowledge? The Lord knows every human thought, that they are but a breath. Righteous are you, O Lord, and true are your judgments. Blessed are those whom you chasten, O Lord, whom you instruct from your law, that you may give them rest in days of adversity, until a pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not fail his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. For justice shall return to the righteous, and all that are true of heart shall follow it. Righteous are you, O Lord, and true are your judgments. Who will raise up for me against the wicked? Who will take part against the evildoers? If the Lord had not helped me, my soul would soon have been put to silence. And when I said, my foot has slipped, your loving mercy, O Lord, upheld me. In the multitude of cares that troubled my heart, your comforts have refreshed my soul. Righteous are you, O Lord, and true are your judgments. Will you have anything to do with the throne of the wickedness, which fashion evil through its law? They gather together against the life of the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord has become my stronghold and my God, the rock of my trust. He will turn against them their own wickedness and silence them through their own malice. The Lord our God will put them to silence. Righteous are you, O Lord, and true are your judgments. Lord God, judge of all, before whom no secrets are hidden, let us just shine out, and your righteousness sweep wickedness from its throne, that we may live free from fear and stumbling, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned. I have called you by name, you are mine. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. Let us pray. O Lord, our redemption, be our protection. Direct our minds by your gracious presence. Watch over our paths and guide us with your love through the hidden snares of life. Fix our hearts on you as we go forward and, following in faith, arrive at your goal through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Into thy hands, O Lord, I commend my soul and my body. Do thy bless me, have mercy upon me, and grant me life eternal. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.